This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, how to make a better turkey. But first, it's been 10 days since an Asian freighter hit the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge and spilled 58,000 gallons of heavy bunker fuel into the bay. After an intensive cleanup effort, crews have recovered less than a third of the oil. That may be all they get. From San Francisco, reporter Amy Standen has more.
In the days after the oil spill, Paul Irving was one of hundreds of volunteers who flocked to the beaches to help clean up.
So I'm just pacing back and forth looking for small bits of tar to pick up, like this one right here.
And out on the bay, skimmer boats dragged long plastic booms across the water.
Yeah, they're just kind of off ahead of us, off to the starboard side over here.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Kevin Neff surveyed the scene from a sport fishing boat just 30 hours after the spill.
Well, they deploy the boom out, and I said, and it floats along the surface of the water to prevent the fuel from going past it. Then they can go through that area where the inside the boom to kind of mop it up.
As California Congressman George Miller noted, the cleanup was low tech at best.
When you find yourself in the 21st century throwing diapers at oil, you know that you may not have the answer to the problem at that stage of the event.
Tim Parker runs a maritime cleanup and salvage operation just north of San Francisco. His small shop is not working on the Costco Busan spill, but he's got a lot of the same equipment stored in trailers behind the office.
Let me get in here and toss one of these out.
Parker opens the trailer and pulls out a plastic garbage bag.
What is that stuff?
Well, basically it's a natural fiber material that's been treated with a water repellent, and which allows it to only soak up oil.
So it kind of just looks like a long sort of stretched out cotton ball in a plastic fishnet.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I think even the most professional and experienced oil spill cleanup experts and engineers will tell you that still the current technology for cleaning up oil spills is still kind of dark ages and not that sophisticated.
Warner Chabot is vice president of the Ocean Conservancy.
Spills are infrequent, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of incentive for a tremendous amount of research and development on oil spill cleanup.
Of the 58,000 gallons of oil that were spilled from the Costco Busan, less than a third, about 17,000 gallons, had been collected at last count. But about half of that was recovered on the first day, a time Chabot says is the most critical of all.
Speed is of the essence, because the second the oil hits the water, it expands and moves exponentially, and it's getting caught in the tide and the currents and the wind drive it. You know, what you do in the first 2 hours is 100 times more important than what you do in the following 2 weeks.
And in the case of the Costco Busan, those first hours were a bit rocky. Here's Senator Barbara Boxer after hearing how local officials didn't learn the full extent of the spill until more than 12 hours after it occurred.
This is outrageous. And people, I mean, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but heads have to roll here. This isn't right.
To be fair, there were skimmers on the scene about 90 minutes after the crash, but Chabot says it was too little, too late. But he admits it could have been worse.
This was 58,000 gallons, which is about the size of a rather large swimming pool. The Exxon Valdez was 200 times the amount of oil, and people forget that the Exxon Valdez was headed for San Francisco Bay.
About 3,000 commercial ships pass through San Francisco Bay a year, including hundreds of oil tankers, and that traffic is expected to double in coming years. So perhaps, says Chabot, we should consider the Costco Busan an early warning. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.